Jay, when you look back on the first half of the last three games and you see the lack of production, when you take the critical eye to it, how do you explain it? What has caused some of the issues?
An assortment of things. I'm sure Chrome touched on it. I'm sure Tress touched on it. You know, we've been over it all in meetings. We just got to get better, and it starts with me.
Jay, Brandon talked on the TV show about the confidence being low. How would you describe the overall confidence in the offense around this team, and then personally, where is your confidence at?
Whenever you're losing, you're definitely, your confidence is going to be a little bit lower. I think earlier in the week and throughout the week, you've got to gain confidence for the game. If you go into the game with low confidence, you don't have a chance in this league. So we probably, as an offense and as a whole, you know, we need to get some plays going. We need to get some drives going, and that'll help. We can build on that for sure.
In terms of confidence as a leader of the offense, how much does it fall on you to kind of
reset
up? Or is it more of an individual thing?
No, I've got to help with that. We talked about that yesterday. You know, just getting some energy out there. And if things aren't going well on Sunday, you know, someone's going to have to say something. If we got to say something in the huddle and get some guys going, because, you know, we've got some good guys in that huddle. We like our group. We feel like we should be able to move the ball better. So whatever we got to do.
Doing a stretch like this where you're struggling, how much more conscious are you of your effect on others, your sideline demeanor, how you interact with other teammates when you're struggling?
Yeah, you got to take a look at everything. You know, you got to go with a fine-tooth comb you know, just nitpick on every little detail. And you know, nothing is too small. Nothing can be overlooked. The finest little step, like you said, how you interact with your teammates, communicating more during the week so there aren't any miscommunications. You know, finding energy, you know, on Wednesday when everyone's still a little bit down and trying to go out and have a good practice. So you know, I think you hit it on the head. You got to do all those little things to try to dig yourself out.
How do you find that energy?
You know, I think most of the guys in that locker room, if not everyone in that locker room, you know, likes the position they're in, likes our teammates, loves football, and that's what kind of propels you through it. You know, I love playing with the guys in my huddle, so that's what kind of gets me through it, of you know, not letting those guys down, and each day coming to work and knowing that, you know, they're doing everything possible for us to try to win football games, so I need to do the same.
You've seen out of Marquise the last week and a half as he sort of tries to get up back to speed.
You know, really practiced with him the last couple of days. You know, I think he looks great. You know, still a little bit shaky, just kind of getting back into it. But I thought he had a better day today than he had yesterday. You know, I was talking to Cav about it. You know, you forget how good he is as such a young player. We had him really going during training camp before he got hurt, so we were excited about him. Guy gets hurt, goes on kind of IR, and you kind of forget about him a little bit because you have to move on. So getting him back, I think, is a little bit of a boost for us morale-wise. And you know, in the huddle, he has fun. So it's fun having him back.
What had you most excited about him in July?
You know, he's a bigger guy, but I think his route running is a little bit different than Alshon or B. He's a little bit smoother, a little bit fluid in and out of cuts. He's great, got great body control, but he can still go up and get the ball. So he's a little bit of a different type of guy, which we kind of need.
What has this week been like for you? The national reaction, local reaction, the fans' reaction?
Yeah, you know, luckily enough, I don't pay too much attention to what happens outside the building. I had a lot of conversations with guys and coaches inside the building. You know, you can definitely feel the pressure. You know, Jim, luckily enough, keeps me enlightening everything that's being said. Thanks, Jim, for that. We got to get better. I've got to get better. And that's just kind of the focus right now of finding every little thing that I can get better at to try to win a ball game.
At this stage of your career, the things that are being said, how do you accept that doubt when you've been here as long as you have in this company?
It comes with the territory. You know, you're losing ball games, rightfully so. That's what's going to happen. The only way to remedy that is to win and to play better. So that's all you can do.
What do you think you guys got to this point?
If we knew, we probably wouldn't be here. I don't know. There's There's a lot of things that have happened. I don't think anybody thought we were going to be at this point. I don't think there's anybody in that locker room that hasn't intentionally done anything for us to get to this point. Guys have went about it the right way. We've practiced the right way. So I don't have an answer for you. I wish I did.
The key to this Vikings defense seems to come from the pass rush. But on the back end, what do you see in Harrison Smith that allows him to...
Really good player. Plays all over the field in the box. He plays deep. He makes breaks on balls. Rhodes on the other side, on the corner, long player. Has some speed. He's not afraid to play jam, but like you said, a lot of the stuff they do is in the front seven, front eight. They show a lot of different looks. For not having some big-time pass rushers, they get pressure. They manufacture it in the fronts, in their blitzes. They're always getting to quarterbacks, so we just got to be aware of that.
A couple of weeks ago, Phil Emery had said, brought up your play as a quarterback in college and bad habits and things like that, and now after the last couple of weeks, people are asking, can you improve? Can you get better? Can you get rid of the bad habits? Or, are you who you are at this point in your career?
What bad habits are we referring to?
Whether it's, I don't know, someone help me out here.
Consistency, turnover.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever I play well and we win football games, those things happen. So it's, anybody can change.
Aaron talked about trusting your offensive line. How confident are you within the guys around you?
You have to be. To be able to play and do what we want to do with this offense, you have to trust the line. I think I've said it numerous times. We have 7-8 guys that can play a lot of different positions for us.
Jay, you talked about the manufacturing pressure. What do the mug looks, those double A's, do to you as far as speeding up your decision-making?
Yeah, we have to get rid of the ball. You can't sit back there and hitch a couple times and look guys off and switch sides of the field. You got to have to kind of pick a side and work that side and try to get rid of it because, they're coming. They're bringing more than you can handle a lot of times, or they're bringing four to a side, which is hard to deal with. So, game plan wise, we got to handle it, and protection wise, and the way that we slide guys, we're gonna have to figure out ways to get rid of it pretty quickly.
Field position's everything in this game, but there have been a couple instances this year where kickoffs have resulted in you guys starting inside the 20, sometimes inside the 10. Have there been conversations about, hey, help me out a little bit here?
Yeah. I think Trust probably talks about it quite a bit. It takes all three phases for us to get it done. Special teams got to do their part. Offensively, we got to do our part, and defensively, of getting good field position and trying to create some short fields for the offense.
Aaron was talking about how success can breed success, and bad plays can also breed bad plays.
Yeah.
So you fall into the bad habits. So how do you get yourself out of that?
I think that goes back with the confidence question and us just getting some confidence and stringing together some drives, getting some good plays, first down after first down. And, you start getting a little bit of roll and, you forget about, some of the bad games we've had in the past.
When you get into a rut like this, do you go back to something that's more familiar, or you say, okay, it's not working on my side?
Yeah, it's a great question. Trust said, we're not going to change just for change. There are times where you say, hey, we just need some new plays. We got to find some new stuff. Let's try to get some guys open in some different ways. But then there's some stuff that we watch on film, and even when we're struggling, we're still getting guys open. We're still doing good things. So I think it's a little bit of both. We try to sprinkle some new stuff in there just to freshen it up. But some of the stuff that we've been running since Trust got here, it still works. We just got to run it better.
Jay, especially considering that you have one at home this year, how much does it matter how well you guys are received at Soldier Field, or how much support you get at Soldier Field Center?
I think we got to start fast. We can't blame them if we don't start fast and we get some unfavorable some boos there. So guys understand that. We know we haven't played as well as we should play, especially at home. So we got to do better for the fans.
Jay, you talked about starting fast, something you guys haven't done for the past couple of weeks. What is it that you're seeing early on in games that's prohibiting you guys from really moving the ball?
We're hurting ourselves a little bit with some pre-snap penalties, assignment issues. I've missed some throws. So we just got to make sure that those first 5, 6, 7, 8 plays were on point, and everyone knows their assignment.
Jay, how important is this Vikings game, if for no other reason, just to show that the last two games aren't the norm?
I think it's important for more reasons than just that, just to get this locker room some confidence, get guys back in the groove of winning things. Like it was said, whenever you're winning in good plays, you can get on a roll. But whenever you're losing, you can get on a roll that way too. So we've got to get out of the rut and try to string together some good plays, some good defensive stops, some good special teams plays, and try to close in the fourth quarter.
Couple more. You have a reaction to fans burning your jerseys. Why does that happen?
It's not the first time.
Anything else? Anything specific you target with Alshon as he goes forward to make sure that he's continuing to strike?
Yeah, we gotta find ways to get him the ball a little bit more and get him going. He's kind of been lost a little bit the last couple of games. We haven't utilized him as much as we want to. He's still an unbelievable receiver, unbelievable hard cover. So we got to get him going a little bit this game.
Did you change anything? You start, making those showtime plays that he has in the past.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of everybody right now. We're not doing exactly what we should be doing. We're not making plays on offense the way we should be making them. It starts with me. I've got to play better. I've got to put these guys in positions to make some of these plays, and just give him more of a chance to do what he can do.
Do you think that the intensity of practice has been elevated this week?
I talked about it earlier. We've practiced great all year long. There hasn't been a week that we can look back on and say, we just didn't practice well enough to win, because that hasn't been the case.